21, the championship has been read up, and it's the men from O'Donnell Park, the unfancied men from O'Donnell Park, have come and gatecrashed the party, the three in a row, the Colin party that a lot of people says was going to happen. Didn't happen. Later on the show, we're going to hear from John Gilday of Niamh Conlon. We're going to hear from Brendan Kilcoyne. Keeping the peace, as I said, is the Pep Guardiola of the Glen, the master tactician himself, Gary McDade, will be giving us his views on the final. But first up, we have two very happy St. Eunan's men here, and I have to go to Sean McVay first. You know, they talk, there's a beer company talks about special times and dreams coming through. Sean, that what a week it's been for you. Absolutely phenomenal. You know, complete rank outsiders in the hurling. You just came and stole it, and we talked about infusing that into the football team. But then I thought maybe Niamh Conlon have learned something from that. But today, what a game, just blowing Niamh Conlon away. And what a week for you.
What a week, Brendan. Absolutely unbelievable. And to be honest, if you'd have said that at the start of the year, that we'd be sitting here with a double, I don't think I would have believed you. And, you know, what a performance again today, similar to last week. Just pure hunger, but absolute composure in the ball too, and just working the right situations. And look, absolutely buzzing, to be honest. And just seeing the roar of the crowd again there today, similar to last week in the park, and the passion. And when you hear the roar when those points were going over the bar from the likes of the young lads, Parik and Kieran and different lads, just unreal.
There's two sides to this game. First of all, there was the brilliant performance for us. I've been saying it all week. If we play well, we'd have a chance in the game. Unions could progress, because I didn't think Kilcare or Gidor played well in the games. Now, that said, Niamh Conlon played phenomenal. But how you stepped it up today, were you surprised by the challenge that Niamh Conlon came with?
No, I don't think so. I think we were prepared, you know, and I think a lot of people have probably written us off throughout the year, you know, and we probably had done enough throughout the group stages and throughout the, you know, the knockout stages and getting here. You know, we didn't take up any trees coming through, but we knew we had to beat one of the big teams when we got there, and that's what we planned for. And look, we know the quality that's within this group. You know, the last couple of years, it was a point defeat to Niamh Conlon, and we learned our lessons from those. I mean, it came to the big moments today. We had composure, and we worked the scores, and we got the big turnovers, and it was us that came out with the ball. And I think that's the most pleasing thing, is similar to last week in the hurling, we learned from the two defeats that we had previously, and we pushed on from there.
Yeah, and listen, you were man of the match in the hurling last week. And I'd like to say, Mr. Tobin, we had all you down for man of the match, actually, up here. And we're the guys, you know. Even the man to your right. You know, Sean's coming a long time in the game there. He's been around. What a season for you guys. We were waiting for this Unions team to catch fire, to even get into a final. But you've made it in that final, and you've made it count. What a day for you.
Oh, massive day, obviously, for the club. I think, as you said there, like, you know, a lot of these boys have been on the go for the last 3 and 4 years. And I was in the stand last year when Kieran Thompson kicked a wonder score. And I think that, you know, that really stuck with us this year. We knew ourselves, we had that bit between the teeth. And for us to come back, I suppose, only being my first year, it's massive to get a bit of belief to get into the team. But I think experienced players for the likes of Sean, the likes of Eamon Dock, the likes of these boys, have really made us feel comfortable, feel at home. And, you know, we just knew, we believed within ourselves, believed within the group, and to get over the line today, it's more relief than anything.
What a man, Kieran Tobin.
What a man. And Kieran, listen, you popped up with a couple of scores as well. You're all round game, you're all over the pitch. You must have had a good night's sleep last night, a cracking breakfast.
Well, I suppose I give a bit of thanks to the Muller there, I suppose, but look, it was just belief in the game plan the whole time. And I suppose we're very fortunate to be in them positions up the field. There's a lot of scores, a good spread of scores throughout the team. And just the way the game works out now, somebody's playing me in that position. That's just good to be able to pop it over the bar, and it makes a difference today.
Absolutely phenomenal. And Sean, yourself last week, of course, you had to still enjoy the hurling. In the back of your mind, were you thinking in Blake's when you were celebrating that, right, you know, I gotta get ready, I gotta come back down to earth? I seen Rory was saying during the week the dual lads were involved. He wanted to keep you up an eye, you wanted to take that buzz into it. So was last year's hurling, did that come into the squad today? Was it any part to play in what we see out here in that winning victory?
I'd like to think so. You know, last week the football squad were all down there, and they're in their stand, and they're supporting us, and you could hear the roar from them up in the crowd. And I think, you know, when you see the hunger that we approached that game with, and we brought it in and we were turning over their big men, you know, we mentioned it this week. We had to bring the same appetite, the same kind of ravenous, you know, hunger to get the ball back, and we have it, and then show the composure when we broke them down. And look, It was, you know, you had one IE last week on this week, but sure, that's what it's about. These are the days of our lives, you know, when you're in county finals and you're winning them. Like, it's unbelievable, and, you know, long may it continue.
Yeah, certainly. And just before you go, Kieran, in the Ulster now, you're in the county final, first time, you won it, you know, anything's possible now, going in the Ulster playing the Derry Champions.
Well, that's 100%, you know. I think we'll just go, we'll enjoy this now the night, take the Dr. McGuire back to Blake's. It's been a long time in coming, and, you know, we'll give Ulster a good rattle, but a bit like, you know, Glennon, I think 2016, we're big time right off today, and I think Unions have really put a foothold in the championship today, and we've really stood up when it counted, and we made a big difference throughout the week. A lot of people have wrote us off, but within our own group, I think a lot has to be said for the management, for the players, and the way we handled all this the whole week. And the hurlers there, you mentioned, they gave us great belief, and our senior ladies won the intermediate championship this year. It's been a great year for the club, and to take the Doc Maguire home now, that just tops it all off.
Mighty stuff, Kieran. Listen, enjoy the night. Two is well deserved.
Cheers, Brendan.
We have, of course, I'm getting the views here of a neutral here today. We have Gary McDade. Gary, we're going to take an ad break now before it. Yeah, sound. We're just going to shoot the ad break. Gary, I'll get you on then for your views.
The DL Debate with Sister Sarah's Letterkenny. Serving food you'll love till 9 p.m. daily in Sarah's Kitchen. And there's free admission entertainment every weekend.
Yes, welcome back to McCool Park, where St Unions have been crowned senior football champions for 2021 here on a scoreline of 111 to 4 points. Yes, that's right, 4 points. And I have a couple of men with me here to tease out the game. As I mentioned before the break, Gary McDade and Brendan Kilcoyne. But first, I want to come to John Gilday. John, from a Niamh Connell point of view, can you assess that game for us?
I suppose it's like very, obviously very disappointing. Just feel that they didn't show up at all. Like 4 points is a fairly dismal, scoreline for a county final for a defending championship side. Thought that a lot of the matchups, Unions got them very right, brought a huge degree of intensity and vigour to the proceedings that we weren't able to match. Maybe it was a situation where, you know, we had big game against Gador, big game against Kilcar, and then lifting it a third time might have been difficult. But that's not to take away from Unions and Rory. Rory got his matchups perfectly right. There was huge performances all round from the big players within the St Unions camp, and thoroughly deserved it. And to be honest, you know, at half time there was only 3 points in it, and I felt at that stage Unions should have been another 3 or 4 points up even then. So from the first minute to the last minute, they were completely dominant. They won all the key battles and thoroughly deserved to be county champions.
Yeah, the form going into this game, you see, as I said, the performance at Gador was as good as team performances I've seen in a long time. You know, everything about them, defensive, you know, the way they broke, the way they got stuck into a tackle, the way they played for each other. And again, against Kilcare, particularly second half, you know, Niamh Connell looked like they were building up ahead of steam, and St Unions, you know, kind of just did enough to get into the final and no more. Now, you'd said to me in the preview this, it was a 50-50 game. At that point, you know, I thought, no, listen, Niamh Connell are definitely going in as favourites. Is there something about the favourites tag that the Niamh Connell lads don't like, because it seems to bring the best out of them when they are the underdogs?
No, I don't think the favouritism thing really played into it. Like, if you look at, like, this is their second county final within, like, 12 weeks, and then they have to peak against Gidor, you have to peak against Kilcare twice. And as you well know, that's a difficult thing to do, because, you know, this continues being on top of your game and top of your game. And there is going to be days where you're just going to be off colour. And then Unions had the luxury of where, you know, and I mean this respectfully to some of the teams they played, they basically glided into a final with the whole focus then being on one of the big three in a final. And that gives you a lot of scope to prepare, a lot of scope to get your matchup rights, you know, a lot of scope to bring intensity to that one particular game that you didn't have to bring to other games. And I just felt that they brought that today and Glenties weren't able to respond. And, you know, what the reasons are behind that, whether, you know, we ran out of legs at certain times, maybe some of our better players over the last 15 years, and therein lies this, you know, a question, 15 years, some of those guys are on the go from 2005. And as I was saying to Martin Doherty on the way in the gate, like, we have to enjoy these days, because there is going to be a big transition within the club. You go from, you can go from being a very experienced team to an old team in one match. And I felt that we seemed old and tired and sluggish at certain points throughout the game. And Unions just brought dynamism. They brought intensity. They kicked some great scores. And they just wanted it more. And they were more hungry. And that comes from not being in a final for 6 or 7 years, not winning a championship. And I thought that, you know, even from being around Letterkenny this week, there was an intensity being in the town that hasn't been there in my memory from living in Letterkenny. The town itself was invested in this for the first time in a long time, and that translated into the team, and they just brought it and thoroughly deserved it, and no complaints, congratulations, you know, good county championship, and wish them best now in Ulster.
Good man, John. Guy, just looking at, John was talking about being off colour, we didn't see that in the quarter and the semi. You know, the system that Niamh Connell play tends to be that everybody buys and works hard and then they get the rewards from it. What did you make of that today in terms of how they applied themselves to the game? Because Unions come out, they looked like they wanted to win the match. They were attacking, they were full of energy all over the pitch. You would have thought Niamh Conlon would at least match that and it would come down to a tight game. Were you surprised at what you've seen?
Bryn, probably Glettie's come up today against probably the best group of skilled footballers against any of the other teams in Donegal. I mean, against Kilcar, against Gweedore, maybe those teams might have 10, 11, 12 footballers who are good on the ball. Unions at 15 who are good on the ball. They dominated possession, so they did the first half, especially the first quarter. They didn't give the ball away. They worked themselves into the game. Everyone got loads of touches. Their confidence grew as they got loads of touches. Niamh Conlon nearly rely on the opposition to make mistakes and go in and get caught and turnovers and give sloppy ball away. That didn't happen today because they came up against the best group of skilled footballers probably in Donegal club football. Whereas maybe, against other clubs, and no disrespect to any players on the team, if you go down past maybe number 10, especially in the top four, they're definitely not as comfortable in the ball as the rest, but Unions have that skill level.
Yeah, you mentioned the kickouts as well to me. You know, there wasn't many kickouts in it because there was very few opportunities in goal, but you know, the goal, obviously the goal that gave Unions, I think, that massive shot of confidence. And when that ball was kicked out, you know, McGeehan, when he received the ball, he had quite a bit of time, you know, to keep us cool. It was the keeper was at a position where he couldn't go round him. He had to take the shot on, and he slotted it away well. And I think that was probably the surge of confidence and belief that Unions needed.
Yeah, Glenty's had 14 kickouts, Bryn, and Unions took 8 of them. And that was massive. So there's probably, you know, there's been lots of people questioning the Glenty's kickout to date in this championship. Unions were the first team who really went after it and really, really punished them hard on it. And the goal, as you said, came from, and they had a couple straight down between the top of the D and the 45, and it caused them huge bother. Unions hunted it. They hunted it, so they did. They really went after it. But huge focus. You could see the press. They had 4 in the front line. They had 4 in the middle, and about 4 in the back line. Like they really gambled on it because they knew the rewards were huge, and the rewards were huge because that's where the goal came from. So it was, you know, and in fairness, you know, probably not many people would know this. Glenty's have brought in a new goalkeeper this year as well. He just came into the club in June. Paddy Brennan, he's actually teaching up with us in the college, so he is. He's played 3 years, Brennan, senior club championship with Oliver Plunkett's in Dublin. So, like, there is a ready-made man there as well if they think that that's something they need to go to next year.
Yeah, certainly. Brendan Kilcoyne here is to my left. Brendan, from a Unions perspective, you know, going into this game, there was a small bit of hope attached to it with their performances this year, you know, where Unions were definitely going in as underdogs. Looking around the team today, there was some unbelievable performances from fellas that we knew was in them, but it really came out today, and everyone weighed in behind it.
Yeah, and I suppose, Brendan, you can only base your assessment on what you know and what you've seen prior in the championship. And, you know, Niamh Conlon were the foreign team coming in. They'd taken out Gweedore, they'd taken out Kilcar. And, you know, it was understandable that they were hot favourites, but you have to give great credit to Unions. And I know Gary mentioned it from the point of view.
I know that Gary mentioned it from the point of view that, you know, Rory Cavan and his management team got all the matchups right. They got it bang on. Like, Keelan Ward was superb at full-back, driving out with the ball all over the pitch. Peter McNiff did his job on Jack McKelvey. Darren McGrew snuffed out the threat of Kieran Thompson, who is their main threat. Like, he's their talisman. He's their go-to man. I thought Darren did a brilliant job on him. So, you know, Unions were coming in as underdogs, but they obviously, and you know, listen to Kieran and Sean when you interview them there, you just knew they had the hunger and the desire to make this one count today. And they played like that from the very first minute to the last, and that football in the second half that they played, granted that Niamh Conlon had to come out and they were chasing the game at that stage, Brendan, but like, it was superb to watch them play in the second half and to outkick Niamh Conlon 8-1, and it just shows you the favouritism tag is a hard tag to carry no matter what you say. I know from, you know, John Gilday was involved in 2005, as were the two of us, Brendan, and you know, we were going in as hot favourites against a young Niamh Conlon team, and they just turned us over and outplayed us on the day. And the same thing happened to a degree today. You know, Niamh Conlon, okay, they've had a lot of big days over the last couple of years, you know, and you know, they beat big teams in tight games, and that does drain you eventually and eventually wear you down. And maybe today it just was the day that it didn't come right for them.
And Brent, just you're looking straight away now to Ulster. The last year, Glenn Mahara were winning that Derry title. Malachy O'Rourke involved in there, he just seems to bring the magic wherever he goes. Is this team now can they go on with that belief behind them now? Because obviously Donegal teams have been doing well in Ulster, particularly since systems has come in and they've been able to protect themselves and grow on the games. Anything's possible for this young side.
Absolutely, and very young side. They've no fear going in, and you know they look at what Nave Connell have done and they look at what Guidor have done recently in the Ulster club, and there's no reason why this St. Junan's team can't push on. You know, I heard you talking to the lads too about the quality of footballers. That St. Junan's have quality footballers all over the field, like, and we knew that defensively they were experienced and solid and strong, but today the forward stood up and really worked hard, and there was a defining moment in the game today for me. Anthony Thompson was coming through the middle. Niall O'Donnell, who was our centre forward and captain, was back in his own 45. He met Anthony with the shoulder, the ball popped out, and it was a turnover. And I'm 20 years watching Anthony Thompson play football and I've never seen him lose possession and contact before. So it was wee things like that that shows you the hunger and the desire that St. Junan's had today, and you know that's instilled through their management, but it's player driven too. So it is, and I feel that St. Junan's were a really close squad this year, and once you've a tight dressing room, it's a long way of the step to getting there. So it is.
Yeah, and John, just looking at, you mentioned there Thompson, you know, I thought Leo McClune, you know, battled his bravest in there. I thought he was the one player probably carried the can to St. Junan's at times. You mentioned the age range, you know, the 5 years, the management. Do you think this is a defining moment for the squad of players, that there's going to have to be a bit of a changing of the guard? Or, you know, we never know with Nave Connolly, just seem to keep coming back. But what does your heart tell you?
I think, you know, directly after games, particularly a game like that where, you know, it ran away from them, is probably a bad time to be making, you know, big statements.
I'm going to put you in the spot.
You know, and read if, like, you know, if you know, I was talking, myself and Brendan were talking during the week on the radio, and it was like the greatest club team that was ever seen since sliced bread, you know. So, you know, things change dramatically day to day and minute by minute. So, like, just if we had won it, I wouldn't have been carried away, and just like I wasn't getting carried away during the week, I wouldn't be making any rash decisions now that the whole, you know, we have to throw the baby out with the bathwater here. However, in saying that, you know, a lot of these guys have been on the road a long time. They've given huge service, like big hearts, Anthony Thompson. Like, you think of the amount of football that Anthony Thompson has played with club and county over the last 15 years. Like, you know, he carried me in 2005, and that's 16 years ago, and he's still warrior on. And you know, Anthony Thompson, Marty Boyle, Owen Wade, Leo, boys like that that have been through it all. And like, for them guys to show that level of desire for that length of time consistently is unbelievable. And, you know, there is days that just doesn't go for you, and there's nothing you can do about that. And I think that's what happened today. Martin Regan has done an exceptional job. He's been incredibly successful. And, you know, as a club, I would imagine what they'll do is they'll regroup. They'll have a look at it. All those boys will be back again because they're really good athletes and big hearts. And, you know, see where they went wrong, see what they did right over the last couple of weeks against Kilcare and Guidor, and ask the questions, why did it not happen today? But no, I wouldn't be, you know, everybody has to go and we have to chop heads and you know, because, like, this is our fifth final in a row. We've won two. It's, you know, it's a bad day, but there's been a lot of very good days from these lads as well. So, you know, I think they deserve a lot of credit and a bit of respect as regards whether we should be calling for heads or making changes in the short
not
term.
At all, not at all. I was just talking about overall. Look, John, listen, you're definitely the coolest man in McCool Park here this evening. I like your summing up there. We're going to hear a bit from Gary just after the next break and see where he thinks the nature of the club championship has changed and what the future is, particularly for these two sides we've seen today. Back after this.
The DL Debate with Sister Sarah's Letterkenny. Serving food you'll love till 9 p.m. daily in Sarah's Kitchen. And there's free admission entertainment every weekend.
Yes, welcome back to McCool Park, where St. Junan's have been crowned Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Senior Football Champions for 2021. And we're just looking at the reserve game. Not much talked about reserve game because we thought the pitch wouldn't hold up. But the game was good today and Unions are making the best of it. They're 1-6 to 2 points up against Ardrada. Goal coming from Lee McGonigal. So a lot happening for St. Unions here. Just before the break, I want to get the thoughts of Gary McDade. Gary, just as I was talking to John there about this young Unions team, you know, we've seen Nave Connell dominate the club scene this last number of years. Really, they were almost unbeatable. They were in the last five finals thereabouts. This Unions team, we kept wondering each year when they would come, when they would get into a final. Do you think this performance today means that they're right up there and that they're going to be contenders and in the final in the next couple of years, that this team will keep getting better?
Yeah, you know, that's what I was saying to people afterwards. Brendan, this team, that's going to be the first of a few championships, I think, for this group of players because they are so young. But isn't sport so good? It's like, shows you that the underdog underdog tag is truly alive. Like, you know, after last weekend in the hurling and this weekend in the football as well, and it's great to hear them take inspiration from us, Brendan, in 2016 against Kilcar. So all's good in the Gaza Strip still, that we're supporting our neighbours and giving a wee bit of inspiration.
Well, you would need to, because you earn your living here. John here beside me is my neighbour as well, so you boys need to behave.
I think, Bryn, Shane O'Donnell, you know, who got man of the match, I was watching closely throughout the game. Glenties actually didn't man mark him, so they let him drift. And I know from us coaching him in the college, you know, that would have been a dream if we had got Shane O'Donnell free in a game, because we're always trying to get him free and nearly as much as they was given a free role, because he could punch holes in the opposition defence. He got on serious amount of ball today, so he got 2 points to his name as well. I thought he caused Glenties a lot of problems. He has pace and he's able to go at them as well. And go back to Glenties, like, 4 points in the county final, they're going to be so, so disappointed. Like, Kieran Thompson to me was really the only threat that they had. Like, he got 3 of the 4 points, 2 from play. When I looked at the Glenties team, Brendan, at the start, you know, probably 2 recognised forwards from the 6, you know, Charles McGuinness and Kieran Gallagher, and that's probably reflected in the scoreboard then after that. So it was the hunger, the desire, the physicality, it was all units.
Would you say today, that you talk about modern football there and the way tactics have gone in that, each one of those unit players is part defender, part forward, good ball player. Is that what we're looking at in terms of where the game has evolved? You have to be able to do everything. You have to chip in with a score. And Union seem to have a nice mix of that now coming through on their side. You know, they've all been playing with county underage. And there's a lot of talk about this team, but as of yet, they hadn't delivered anything. They hadn't even made it to a final. So a massive, massive year for them in terms of a launchpad going forward.
Yeah, and I was trying to watch the matchups when Glenties had the ball. You know, Darragh McGrew was picking up Thompson, so he was. Kevin Keighley was picking up Leo. And Keelan Ward was picking up Charlie McGuinness. Peter Devine mostly was picking up Kieran Gallagher. Outside of that, it goes back to your point. Everyone else just picked up to whoever came into the zone. They had the specific positions within their defensive zone and their attacking zone. Kieran Tobin was almost playing as a forward in the second half. Every time I looked up, he was in the D. It was a massive outlet for them, so he was. And I know from working with him in the college too, he just brings that desire and that attitude of keeping going and never giving up. And he's as hard as nails, so he isn't. And he'll just keep going to the very, very, very end, you know. And at some unions up today, I just thought, you know, and the big driving thing I think for unions today is that there's been no mention yet. I'm sure within the Union's dressing room, they've stopped the Glenties 3 in a row. You know, they're the last team. You were part of that team to do 3 in a row. I'm sure that has been battered around the Union's dressing room the last fortnight. So, lads, we're the last club to do 3 in a row. Let's make sure we are the last club, that they didn't want someone coming in, taking that mantle off them. You know, I said to someone, I think it might have been Brian Kilcoyne before the match started, I says, I think if you boys go 4-1 up like Kilcar did, I says, I can't see you throwing it away, because you've too many good ballers, you know, and that proved the point in the first half. As soon as they got ahead, they just were rigid. They stuck to their game plan. The goal really put the icing on the cake. I think they were never in danger after that.
Yeah, interesting. John, one man we haven't mentioned today is Enda McFeely, which is always a good sign when you're not mentioning a ref, you know, handle the game well. You know, Enda's, I think he's a great ref. He shows a bit of common sense. No real complaints about the sendings off, John?
No, I think they were bang on. I think frustration crept in. And, you know, that's, you know, a team like Niamh Connell, who play very rigid and the game runs away from them, they find it very hard to adapt and change it up, and they've proven that time and time again. And in a tight affair, they're going to come out on top, but if a game runs away and opens up, then we have real problems. And as Gary rightly pointed out, you know, our marquee forward unfortunately sitting with a cruciate ligament injury, and we're not blessed with an abundance of forwards. We're a very structured, organised team, a lot of very good footballers. And if you look at over the last number of weeks, we've been getting scores from our half-back line and our cornerbacks even, and that didn't happen today. So, you know, it's as I said before, it's disappointing.
Just on it, John. Those questions I thought were hanging over Niamh Connell after the group stages mm-hmm. of the championship, and then they answered them all so emphatically. Like, that's why I'm still trying to get my head around the Niamh Connell performance here today, because those questions were there. There was talk about legs. Like, I'd seen them a few times play. I thought, God, that guy's there to be exposed. But they weren't exposed of anything. They looked like they'd stepped it up to another level. And then we have this performance today.
Yeah, but just because a problem hasn't been exposed doesn't mean somebody won't expose it. And Unions actually did that today. And you know, as we pointed out during the week, they were the one team that I always felt over the last number of years, and I tipped them very early in the year, that they had enough good footballers to hurt Glenties all over the park. They all can play ball. It's not a case of, they all can kick scores. It's not a case of that, you know, Kilcare, you go in and there's four or five main men, shut them down, and you're half the job done. And that wasn't the case here. And the other thing is, I thought, like, all the big players for St. Unions played well today, and there was a lot of talk during the week, and Martin McHugh mentioned, you know, young players going into a final, you don't know how they're going to react, they might freeze. And I made the point, sometimes young players can come into a game and really stand up and take on the mantle on the shoulder, and they did that across the park today. Like, you look at, like, Keelan Ward at full-back, all the O'Donnells, you know, Kieran Thompson's only a cub of a young fella, and he came in and had a horse of a game. So, like, everybody, I don't think anybody in that St. Eunice team didn't perform today. And, as I said, that was always a situation that if that happened and they fired in all cylinders, they were definitely going to be putting it up to Niamh Connell. And then you had what I feel was a particularly bad off day for Niamh Connell, where nothing went right and everything went against them, and they just didn't perform, and you end up with that kind of game. And, you know, it's hard to read much into it. Are Niamh Connell as bad as they were today? I would say no. And are St. Eunice as good as they were today? I would say, you know, 9 times out of 10 wouldn't be the case either. They're much closer than that scoreline suggested. But, you know, the county final day, you won by 10 points. That's the only thing that matters.
Yeah, finals tend to throw up crazy things. Just young McGettigan missing there, of course, old McGettigan. Conor Morrison, the player, you know, would have desperately been out there. His heart and soul, he's one of those players, just wears his heart on his sleeve. I'm sure it must have been tough for him to watch that, Brent. Another player was missing today. But Brent, just around the Unions team, in terms of who stood out today for you in terms of taking that game to Niamh Connell, because, as I say, Morris, I think he's involved with the reserves here. It's the type of player you would have to be involved in the background, helping out the reserves as well. But just this Unions team, Brendan, coming of age today, the main men that you have that you would have picked out on this performance?
Yeah, well, just on Conor Morrison, I was speaking to him before the game, and Conor had been making a comeback from his injury, and he kind of aggravated it. He's to get it looked at again this week, so he's obviously a big loss. And I know Owen McGettigan is a fabulous footballer for Niamh Connell, and obviously it's a huge miss for them, like, and we all want to see Owen McGettigan playing football. But, you know, I you're asking me who played well for this St. Eunice team. There was no poor performances on the St. Eunice team today, but I really thought that Kieran Tobin stood up today, kind of, and drove it on, kicked a couple of great scores, and he also intercepted that ball from the kick out that led to the goal, laid it off to Peter McNiff into Owen McGeehan back of the net. And if there's any man you want on the ball in that position, it's Owen McGeehan. He's a superb finisher. There isn't a better finisher than Owen McGeehan. He just loves them positions.
He's got a very individual style around the way he plays. He's a wee bit kind of wiry and ropey, but he knows where the goals are, and he knows how to put the ball over the bar.
He does, and we played with his dad, Brian, like, you know, and, you know, Brian was something similar type of footballer, huge skill level, like, and that, and if you want any man in them positions, like, they're the type of players you want. He's just, such a good lad, too. I want to add that to it, too, you know. But all the young lads stood up for St. Eunice today, and I think that's attributable to good management, to Rory Kavanagh's management team, to be able to get the best out of young players, and particularly on a big day. Now, that doesn't preclude the experienced players like Peter Devine, Keelan Ward, Eamon Dock when he came on. All these players were really, really good too. But the young lads really carried that today, in my opinion. And there are so many young players on the team. You know, Niall O'Donnell is captain, and he's still only a gossan, really. So he is, you know. Yes. But he's such a talented footballer. And some of the scores he got today were sublime. So they were, you know, coming in off the right, coming in off the left, no bother to him. So it's hard to pick out one guy, because it was a team performance, I felt, from St. Eunice today. Their aggression and their huge desire to win the game was key.
That same thing, though, that's what I'm saying about Niamh Connell, right? What we've seen of them, Unions were the team that stepped it up, and they obviously dropped it back. You know, being around the club, you know, there's a lot of kind of question marks this year about St. Unions. You know, Rory and David was in there. You know, Rory, an absolute legend of the club. You know, we probably hadn't seen, except for maybe the first half against Kilcare. So there's a lot going on around, like, at St. Eunice, some of their group games and that, you know, Terman, Sticky, even down at in Bundoran that day, Sticky, and then you had the quarter and the semi. So we're all wondering, we knew it was in these players, but as yet we hadn't seen it. So what we've seen today then was just Eunice step up so many gears. Maybe that caught Niamh Connell a bit on guard, because after they beating Kilcare and Gidor, I'm sure they were thinking, listen, if we apply ourselves right, we'll win this match. So it was a phenomenal step up from what we had seen. You know, maybe this was Rory's master plan. I'd love to talk to him later and say, listen, are you us all guessing? Because we certainly didn't see this performance coming. You know, it was phenomenal. A complete walkover in the
Yeah, well, I'm sure if you talk to Kevin later, he'll give you some story anyway. So he
will. If it's late enough, it could be a bad
God knows how late it goes.
I'm out of the phone recording today.
But yeah, you could only base your opinion, as I said, on what we'd seen heretofore, kind of thing. And that was basically average St. Junan's performances. But, you know, to deliver a performance like they delivered today on the big day was fantastic. And I know it's only one performance. And, you know, we're going into the Ulster Championship now, and they're going to have to try and get a repeat of that performance or improve on it to move on in Ulster. But you have to give huge credit where it's due. They delivered today, Brendan, when it really mattered against what was regarded as a top Naif Conlon team.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Listen, Brendan, thanks so much. John, thanks for, appreciate the input there. And Gary, listen, after the break, we're going to have a bit of a talk about a thriller in the park yesterday, which was the intermediate final, which ended up in a draw between Dunloe and Cloughonaly, all to be redone again next week. And we're going to have feedback from the Unions camp as they come after this break.
The DL Debate with Sister Sarah's Letterkenny, serving food you'll love till 9 p.m. daily in Sarah's Kitchen. And there's free admission entertainment every weekend.
Yes, welcome back to McCool Park, where, as I said, St. Unions are champions of the Senior Football Championship for the first time in 7 years, beating Naif Conlon here today. And at the moment, the reserve final is going on. St. Unions 4-11, our draw 3 points, so I think that'll be a double on the day. It doesn't look like anything else at this point, Gary.
I know our draw, Bryn, we're kind of looking for this game to be happening before the senior final. I bet you they're glad now it wasn't on before it, because it's definitely a one-team show out there. John Gilday was nearly making the point to me that, you know, the St. Unions would nearly look like a senior team out there. They're so mobile. Like, our draw looked like a reserve team, and that Unions team just look full of mobility and pace. They'll give the intermediate a good run, so they would, Bryn.
Certainly so, Gary. Yeah, and after the match, Tom Comack caught up with Rory Kavanagh to get the winning manager's point of view on what he's seen today.
Unbelievably proud, Tom. I mean, we waited a long time since 2014 to be back at this point, and, you know, just to get over the line and experience that outpouring of emotion, it means the world to that group of players and the management team, and we're just so delighted to get over the line and have crowds back and be able to experience it with family members, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah, really set the tone of the game and really played plenty of Conlon kind of at their own game in the first half.
I thought we wanted a composed start because we were new, and a lot of boys playing in their county final for the first time, and, you know, that was the aim of the game, just to be good in possession, to be working the right opportunities for scores. And I thought they showed maturity well beyond their years in the first half, and we managed to open them up for a goal, and we probably could have had a couple more, but I just sensed that the way the team was going that they were making the right decisions, and they were really, really showing that sort of level-headedness right throughout the game.
Oh, McGeehan put his goal away well. It was a good move.
Brilliant, you know, and, you know, he's a deadly finisher when he gets into those opportunities, and he took his goal brilliantly, and look, you know, I couldn't fault the effort of absolutely everybody out there. And, you know, the hurlers winning last week, and, you know, us getting over the line this week is a special, special couple of weeks now for the club, and, you know, we're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, and we can't forget either Kieran Tobin's contribution in for the goal, because he dispossessed Anthony Thompson and Peter McNiff sent the ball in.
That's right. Was it off a short kick out? I think maybe he managed to get the hand in, and, like, look, Kieran Tobin, another man, you know, showing maturity well beyond his years, and had a magnificent season, as did everybody out there in black and amber today. So we're absolutely delighted, Tom.
1-3 to 3 points up at half time. How was the feeling?
The feeling was we were in a good place, and the feeling is we needed to learn from the mistakes of the Kilcar game in the first round. I think that was the best thing that ever happened to us, because we really went away and chatted about what went wrong. And, you know, I think they were in a good place mentally today, knowing that they were only a goal up, like similar situation maybe against Kilcar. We were maybe five up. I think they learned an awful lot from that game, and they were determined not to let the same mistakes repeat themselves this time round, and thankfully that happened.
And I suppose really a good start in the second half was what was needed, not to let Kip Genties back into the game, and we got that,
you know, and Genties came hard at us, and look, we managed, and Sean kicked a very important one from a 45er, a free here, and that managed to stretch it out again to 4 points, and I thought we just kicked on fabulously from there.
And really, after the second water break, you really kind of cruised to the final then. I know you had to keep it tight, but like you were growing in stature in the game.
We were. The confidence at that stage was flowing through them, and you know, I was just delighted that they were able to nearly save their best performance for the final, because you know, we were up against a really experienced, seasoned outfit in Niamh Connell, and we were determined that these boys would write their own history, and thankfully they did that today.
Yeah. And I suppose the reality is you were so close over the last couple of years as well, that gave you encouragement as well.
Yeah, like there was a kick of a ball in the last couple of years between ourselves and Niamh Connell, and we knew that this group of players, you know, weren't far away, and I think the group realised that, you know, and thankfully they believed in themselves, and that's what it was all about, like, to get over the line today.
On a personal level, as a coaching level, first time in as senior club manager, it's a big job in any club, but it's a big job in a club that are potential champions and have the potential that St Junans have.
Yeah, look, you know, St Junans, you know, make no bones about it, we expect to be here and we expect to be winning championships, and you know, the players realise they have that responsibility when they pull on the jersey, and to be fair to them, they're a very, very committed bunch, and they knew what it took to get there in terms of work rate and effort, and they managed to deliver that work rate and intensity of the day that we knew Glenties was going to bring.
Into Ulster now, and it's going to be Glen finally emerging in Derry. Big win today against Stocknield.
Yeah, that's a big scalp now, because Stocknield, you know, a fabulous team in Ulster for over the last 5-6 decades, really, you know. So we're going to be under no illusions that, like, that's going to be a massive task. But, you know, we'll let them enjoy the night, and then we'll reassess for the next week.
Yeah, I think they certainly are due to enjoy this evening very, very much so, and I think they will. Listen, fair play to Rory Kavanagh, first year, and, you know, phenomenal. Yeah. David O'Hurley in the background with him there, Alexa Connell Dunn, Kieran Doherty, fair play to the whole backroom team there for pulling that together. And also after the game,
it was so insightful, wasn't it? I thought his interview, like, you know, we learned a lot there, and I was thinking myself they would use that Kilcar game, the first group game in the Don Park. They were almost very, very good the first half, and everything fell apart to half time. It was nearly massive. It was nearly better that they lost that game, because I think that helped them get over the line today as well. And I don't know if it was you mentioned or somebody mentioned here earlier, they only had to play one of the top four. So they would after that. You know what I mean? Glenties had to play every one of the top four. So they had. So, you know, it was so hard for them to raise themselves. I think they invested so much into that semi-final against Kilcar. It was really hard for them to up it again today.
Yeah, good man, Gary. Thanks for hanging on. Of course, he's watching the reserves. He supported our seniors. Now he's supporting reserves like a good Glen Swilly man. Fair play to him. Also, after the match, Keelan Ward caught up, or Tom Comack caught up with Keelan Ward to get his views on the game.
Keelan Ward, first of all, congratulations, county champion again. It's the third one for you.
Yeah, number three today, but definitely, definitely the sweetest, Tom. Such a long period since the last one and since we last got there, so very, very sweet today. Something that we'll definitely cherish and enjoy, definitely enjoy it, because they're a very hard one. And fairness, like, we've had to raise our bar and raise our level a huge amount to get to a level of competing, and just like they all came together today, just a complete performance, you know, came together, so we're very, very happy.
You really took the game to Glenties. You came in here as the underdogs. You know, people did give you a chance, but you were the underdogs, but you came in and you took the game to them, and you played them at their own game, the possession game, and were patient.
Yeah, and that's us all over. Like, you know, we've been criticised for not winning games more than we have, but it's all about winning games. Like, and you know, and today we knew it was going to be probably a wee bit closer than the final scoreline, especially in that first half and first quarter. You know, it was only 1 point, 2 point each, and just a real game of cat and mouse. Like, nobody was willing to make any mistakes, and thankfully we got a goal at a very, very big time, and just created a wee bit of a gap for ourselves. And it's probably something we haven't been able to do in the past, is get a goal and just stretch that wee lead out to three. And it was something that we never really relinquished. You know?
Yeah, and really you put it to bed early in the second half, didn't you?
Yeah, well, we targeted Niamh Connell as a third quarter team. You know, it's where they kind of put them to bed. So thankfully we got the upper hand there today.
Yeah, good hearing from Keelan Moore there. Thanks for that, Tom. We're going to take an ad break shortly, followed by news and obituaries. And then myself and Gary will be back to talk about the intermediate final yesterday.
The DL Debate with Sister Sarah's Letterkenny, serving food you'll love till 9 p.m. daily in Sarah's Kitchen. And there's free admission entertainment every weekend.
Yes, welcome back to McCool Park as the coverage continues here of all the weekend's action. Myself and Gary's having so much crack, eh? We decided to stay on. You're under time and a half at this stage, Gary.
We're You're dying to get the Blakes tonight.
Tomorrow morning I'll wake up happier than later I go, put it like that, Gary. Yeah, is there something in the air here? Because our draft only mustered up 4 points in this game, and it looks like that's all they're going to get. A bit like their neighbours, Neve Collins and Unions, have posted 4-13, so it's a double up day for St Unions here.
Yeah, you know, to me, it just shows, and I've been saying this, especially this last 12 months, Bryn, reserve football's completely dead in Donegal. I think, you know, we need to restructure the whole league system and the whole stands of championship football. We have, between reserve football and adult and first teams, we have 8 divisions, plus you have the Division 5, which is for the third team. So that gives you 9 divisions. I think, and this is something that Unions were trying to get. Unions were trying to get this team, reserve team, to play junior football this year, but they couldn't drop down between senior to intermediate to junior. So to me, today is another perfect showcase why we need to restructure reserve football, because no, there's no interest in the minute. You know, I hear a lot of people saying, you know, there's very little media coverage offered, etc., which is true, because there's just no gripe for it out there. And to me, the way to solve it is that every team stands on their own 2 feet. That we would have 9 divisions, Division 1 to 9. So say this Unions team might be in Division 4 or Division 5, but they stand on their own 2 feet and work their way up the leagues and get relegated. Because at the moment, your reserve team completely depends on your senior team, whether you get relegated or promoted. You know, reserve football's just gone at the moment, and we have to restructure it.
Yeah. Listen, we've loads of county delegates in a room down below. Sky, how about the gate crash now? And you just tell them this is the way it has to be. And we'll get it done here. We'll get it done live. Yeah, listen, at Donald Park, you know, the hurling final, amazing scenes out there. I think it really suits, you know, a certain size of crowd. You know, we talk about the pitch. I mean, the pitch was brilliant today, in fairness. Hats off to the staff here at McCool's in terms of the grounds people on that, because we were worried about the pitch, we were worried about this game, but it held up brilliantly, so well done to all. But yesterday out in the park, you know, the intermediate final, I mean, the atmosphere there was unreal. And we'll talk in a minute about teams going down in that, and the backstory, of course, Clonealy, third final in a row, you know, could it possibly be they could lose 3 finals? They haven't done that. They've drawn, so they've got that stigma away. But Dunlow, a proud senior team, Gary, you know, and we talk about all these teams, the senior teams that aren't really doing it. They might win an odd game and they're struggling to stay up. They've gone down, they've brought in the youth, they've went into intermediate with the purpose of winning it. And, you know, a phenomenal performance yesterday. I think, you think when you've seen it all in football, and then this happens, you know, I mean, Dunlow absolutely bossing the game, you know, 7-2 up at half time, 9-3 up in 45 minutes. There's no way back. No. And somehow, literally 10 minutes later, it is Clonealy, after scoring 3 goals, they go on to a 3-point lead. And you're like, can this really happen? In fairness to Dunlow, digging deep again, coming back in, 2 frees, point from play, could have won it then. Both sides had a shot at the end to win it. But it just shows you, what, you know, the atmosphere was there, and I couldn't help but think that if Dunlow had been in the senior championship and had, like, maybe an average campaign, you wouldn't have got any of that galvanisation of the club, and surely that intermediate title, should they win it, or if Clonealy won it, that's how you need to come up and progress in that. And I just think probably our senior championship is too big at the minute. There's too many teams in it.
Yeah, you know, a lot of questions there. I'll try and go through them all. What do you call it? Probably you're on about the atmosphere. Like the stand, probably in the old parking, 2,500 it holds, so, which is a lot smaller than the stand that we're looking across here now in McCool Park, and probably generates that there because it's tighter, you know, and people are really on top of the field, and it seems to get a great echo when the noise gets up as well. It travels around the ground and on to the pitch. Clonealy, yesterday, probably, you know, they were gone before the water break, so they were the last water break in the second half. It was over for them, everyone would have thought. And, you know, they got that goal just before the water break, give them a huge life incentive, so it did to come back and it. Then, suddenly they're ahead. They're ahead by 3. You know, from not having the game, from having lost the game, now they're leading the game. But then Dunlow came back and grasped a draw of it. So, like, you know, Clonealy had it lost, they had won, and then they drew it.
But you know what happened there? You know, when John Fitzgerald came off the bench, obviously hit them a couple of goals from it. Just at the point they went 3 up, I think there was 4 minutes to go. And really then, Clonealy had to say, right, game management, Let's slow the game down. Let's keep the ball. I think actually might have been John himself went for a shot in the corner. Looking back at it, he might have wanted to recite that ball. Now, listen, it was him that brought them back in.
Yeah.
But I just seen Shane going forward to it one time, and they were still attacking. I thought, you know what? Here's the point where you play it a bit cuter. Kill the game. Work the ball around. The first two fouls that they gave away that brought them low within a point were real kind of last minute. It's as if it was the last minute and you're pulling the guy down. It wasn't. There was still time for Dunlow to come back into it with points. And Clohanealy, I think, then really thought, we'll just pull this guy down. It's only a score. They did it twice. It came back to a point. Then Dunlow got the equaliser. I think that's, I suppose, the regret would be from them. But certainly both teams not throwing in the towel. Very hard game to call for a replay. Hmm. Yeah, you know, your mindset would be, if Dunlow played like that again, they should win. But I think Clohanealy will feel themselves they didn't perform at all in the day.
And Clohanealy are probably as honest a team as the day is long, playing club football in Donegal. They don't play that game that we watched today. You know, they very much are on the front foot. They didn't play a sweeper yesterday, and Dunlow had 2v2 inside. You know, did they maximise that there? In your day, you know, you scored 13 points on your own, so you would have, and 2v2 inside, you'd have loved that, so you would have. Yeah. Like, to me, they didn't get enough on the scoreboard from having a 2v2 inside. 13 points in a final. You know, granted, I think it was 10 wides, possibly. They might have had that while of wides in the first half, so they had, and probably the nerves were there coming into final. These lads wouldn't have played in an adult final so before, but those nerves are going to be gone now in the replay. Clohanealy, like, you know, are they going to try and shore up that defence? You know, first of all, you have to make sure you're really strong at the back if you're going to win a championship. Surely this week, somebody, Jason McGeer, somebody stand up and say, here, lads, we need to get sorted at the back this week. We have to put some kind of stopper in there. I mean, they only scored 13 points, and us playing man v man here. If we can pull that back in orbit, and the Clohanealy only got 1-1 from play yesterday, I think. You know, 1-1, that's not enough. You know, 4 points, Brent.
They got that point in I think it was right about the first minute. Like, you watch football a lot, and that's why I was looking at that game yesterday. If you told me after that first point, right, Clohanealy wouldn't score another point from playing the game, yeah, I would like, right, that's absolutely ridiculous. Uh-huh. But that's what happened, and that's why it was a shock yesterday. From a neutral's perspective, it was very enjoyable because both crowds was well behind it and well in it, and they got their money's worth yesterday because everybody loves a good fight back.
Yeah.
But the mindset now going into the replay, you know, both teams trying to right the wrongs, you'd still put Dunlow as slight favourites going into that game.
Right,
but listen,
yeah,
I suppose Clohanealy, I think, it's never say die from us. You know, we're not beat until the final whistle.
Like, John Fitzgerald's probably going to be fit to start the next day, I would think. I don't know. Like, you know, I don't have an inside line to the camp and Clohanealy, but I would think they have to start him if he's anywhere near fit at all, because he's just such a huge threat right from the start. They have the experience, Brendan. Was it Rua that they drew with and then went again? So they did midweek, you know, and lost the final. And so they have that experience of actually drawing intermediate finals as well. You know yourself, experience is massive. They have done everything here, but they have never got over the line. So everything is not new to them. Everything's new to Dunlow. And to me, that's why I'm still tipping the cart towards Clohanealy.
Very interesting, Gary. Good man. Certainly set up for a cracker. Of course, we have the junior semi still to come as well. But just taking us back today, as St. Union's wind down the clock here, it's 4:14 to 4 points. There's a shot on goal there, right, just drift wide. All mattering very, very little now. They'll be able to join the senior boys in town and have the crack. And one of the guys that'll be joining is a very happy Niall O'Donnell, who certainly played his part today. And we got a wee interview him through Tom Comack after the game.
Well, first of all, congratulations. You got the honour of lifting aloft the Dr. Maguire Cup. That's a great honour and a great occasion.
Unbelievable. You know, it's something, when I've been playing for Unions as a young age, growing up watching MC Unions team lifting the Dr. Maguire, you know, I always thought, geez, that's where I want to be, that's where I want to be. And to actually have done it there now is probably, it's the best day of my sporting career so far. To do it with that group of players and to do it with two brothers in the team, it just makes it so special for me.
And talk to me about the game. Came out and obviously you were the underdog, so people did give you a chance because, you know, you had a strong squad, and you've got all good footballers, but Niamh Connell were so experienced and going for the three in a row. But you set the tone, you took the game to them.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we felt that we could get on top of Neve Connell and kind of play them at their own game. You know, like, we kind of held possession, and the things we talked about was if we don't get turned over in the tackle and if we are ruthless on the scoreboard, we knew we would be the hero to Dr. Maguire. We were so confident as a bunch because we kind of we analysed the Gidor game and we analysed the Kilkerry game, and it was obvious to us what we needed to do to win that Dr. Maguire, and we carried it out to the letter of the law. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, the goal was a big score, wasn't it? Kind of really settled you.
Huge, because it was nip for tuck and they were hanging in with a few unbelievable frees from Kieran Thompson, and to get that goal kind of gave us that breathing space to play around with the ball and nobody panicked. You know, if we didn't get the goal, a lot of people might have panicked in the ball, and Glenty's thriving turnovers, and you know, we just held on to it and they couldn't really get a glove on us towards the end of it.
1-3 to 3 points up at half time. What was the feeling?
The feeling was happy. We were happy going in. We were a goal up. We knew we didn't have to do anything special. We knew if we finished 1-3 to 3 points, we were happy. But the big turning point, we learned from our mistakes last year and the year before that, you know, and we learned again from the Kilkerry game. You know, we're 1-8-6 up against Kilkerry, and we let it slip, and we knew that was not going to happen today. And you know, we went out and I think we got maybe the first few scores on the board, and I knew it was our day because every man was singing off the one hymn sheet, and it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, and really from the second water break, you know, you were in cruise control. You know, it was yours very much to lose.
Definitely, like, but coming out of half time, it was dodgy. If they got a goal or something, you know, they would have been in the driving seat. But you know, everybody had such cool heads in that pitch. You know, you can't coach that really. Like, it's just. You know, we don't have that much experience, but it felt like we had so much experience on the pitch, you know, because they were chasing us and we weren't chasing them. And, you know, that's ultimately what won it for us.
Yeah. And I know you're pretty young yourself, but the younger lad, your own brother, Shane, got man of the match. You know, Kieran Tobin kicked 2 points, set up the goal, really, with his tackle, and Anthony Thompson broke the ball out to Peter McNiff, who sent it inside to win the game.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we've such youth in the team. And like, we had such use, and we knew Glenty's had a few maybe older lads that had been around the block and been unbelievable servants for Glenty's, but we knew if we were going down into that second water break with a lead, that we would have the legs on the bench on the team to finish it out, and that's what happened.
What was it like in the last 10 minutes or so?
It was unreal. You know, when they got the two men, I think, sent off, then, you know, you kind of knew it was going to be our day, and they were lobbing balls in, and you parked Sean, boys battering the ball out. You know, last year it went in and they got the goal from it, and we learned a lot from last year, and we learned a lot from this year as well, so it's just super.
So it's a young team now. Can we see a lot more?
It's a young team, and the very best of the reserves are actually way out there, and you know, it's a strong reserve team we have too. Hopefully they can get the victory as well. You know, the hurlers, the reserves and the seniors would be such a terrific thing, and the ladies one as well for the club. It'd be an unbelievable year for the club, so just hope the reserves can do the business as well.
And then now of Derry in the next you know, fourth round results, sir.
Yeah, no, I didn't even know who we had or who what Donegal was playing in Ulster, but you know, we're gonna enjoy this success for a few days anyway, and we'll worry about that after.
Very good, Niall. Straight to the point, Niall, talking with Tom Comack there. Listen, Gary, the reason I'm a bit afraid of coming back to Letterkenny is because we have this charity ball that takes a small bit of organising. I need a clear head, so I'm a bit afraid going back to Blake's. You're going to turn up yourself. You've a new three piece ordered. You're going to shake a leg and finally take your good lady out for a well deserved night.
Aye, well, listen, myself and Big Neil are going to take a table and try and get a few Glen men. Big Neil said boys only, so he said.
Oh, right, so. I didn't know that was the case now. Sorry about that. I could get you in trouble now.
It was Neil called it, you know, it was right, his call. Right. So hopefully we'll get a good table of Glen men.
Really, I must tell Trasa that, too.
We're really looking forward to it. So we are, and there's a great lineup, you know, Copper and all them were on to me during the week there, but Jumanji,
all the big names,
Tierney and all them opening the show for you. Aye,
so, Aidan Tierney's coming to
you. That's going to be massive and be a great nice crack. I'm sure. Listen, it's all for a good cause, and like, I have to take my hat off and tip my hat to you, like, you know, for what you're doing. It's commendable. It's not easy to pull something like that together, and you know, fair play to you.
Well, it'll be a bit easy now that Dr. Maguire's there. You know, there's Tyrone lads coming, the Sam's going to be there, Fergal, Logan and Brian Doher's coming, Pat McEnany's coming down from Monaghan.
Might be too many queues to get a photo with Brian Doher and with Sam Maguire.
If you could talk to you know, you work with Colin McFadden, they might put him and Doher together, right, and see if they can hug up rather than McFadden sorting them out. But yeah listen, a lot of people, there's lads coming, there's some Derry City, some Harps lads coming as well, as I say, and Tierney's coming up, there's a couple of comedians coming. We have a great band. We're obviously supporting Plan International. We're sponsoring 21 kids on the night and more. We've actually got a couple more since then from people that have come on. We're up to 23 at the minute, and we're giving a donation to Cancer Care West and to Focus Ireland, the homeless charity. So all that, and we're going to have a good night, I guess. So looking forward. So We're going to have to name your table, the men from the Glen, is it? Is that all right?
That'll do.
The men from the Glen. Right?
Are you in cause?
And no women.
Call us the Gaza Strip, sure.
The Gaza Strip is right. Listen, Gary, as ever, Gary Pep McDee, they will take out the wheel. I'm going to call you Pep from now on. Listen, thanks so much for your input. Top man,
no water,
as ever. John Gilday, fair play for coming up. After that was tough. Of course, Brendan Kilcoyne, who was on analysis with Oisín today. Thanks so much for that. Tom Comack for after-match interviews there. And, of course, Oisín and Kevin back in the studio for producing the show. That's great. That's the Senior Championship for 2021. And the reserves both going the way of St. Eunan's. I'll speak to you all next week.
The DL Debate with Sister Sarah's Letterkenny, serving food you'll love till 9 p.m. daily in Sarah's kitchen, and there's free admission entertainment every weekend.